Hey, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I tell you what, it's a big weekend for college football. We are so delighted to have with us tonight, right here at SB Nation, Bill Rozinski. He's the play-by-play voice for ESPN College Football Radio, and he is going to be on call for Alabama LSU. Be sure, if you missed any of our interview tonight, you can go to podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. And also, we love to hear from all of our listeners out there across the country. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. Here's Bill Rozinski. Okay, so it's interesting, Bill, because, you know, coming into the 2016 season, some said that the SEC, the conference as a whole, might be down, but not according to this College Football Playoff Committee. I mean, obviously, with Alabama and Texas A&M being in that top four.
Yeah, and, you know, Auburn has surprised some people this year. They've suddenly turned their season around. We did the Florida-Georgia game last week. And as disappointing as Georgia has been this season, all of a sudden Florida, that defense, my goodness, they are really good. They're going to keep people in games. And if Del Rio can, you know, somehow manage the offense and make a few plays, Florida's going to be tough down the stretch. But if you're, you know, you still look at that East and you're going, okay, Tennessee's not what we thought they were. Georgia is not. Looks like Florida's the team. Does Florida have any chance against Alabama if they play in the SEC championship game? I don't see that happening. So the power is still in the West, and we're not talking a lot about LSU right now, but they still have Florida coming into Baton Rouge in a couple of weeks, that makeup game. So the West is still where it is in the SEC.
You know, it's interesting. I listened to you on that call, the game with Florida, and obviously with that win, they're 6-1, 4-1 in the SEC, 24-10 win. How close do you think that they are, the Gators? You're talking about just how stout they are defensively, but how close are they being in the hunt for a title?
Well, the offense still needs. Del Rio is an okay quarterback. They have to establish some more of a run game. Their defense is going to keep them in games. Their defense dominated against Georgia, and the field position, the start, you know, the average field position start was absolutely ludicrous. Georgia was always starting a drive on their 8-yard line, 10-yard line. Florida was, I think they started four or five drives inside the 50. A lot of it because of that defense. I don't know if they have the offense right now to contend against anybody in the West to win an SEC title.
We're wrapping up our time with from ESPN Radio, Bill Rozinski, who's joining us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's getting set for the big call, Alabama, LSU. We are in Big 12 Conference country. I mean, what's kind of the perception out there? What are folks saying about the Big 12 Conference and how the teams have performed so far this year?
Well, I think, you know, Oklahoma State has played really well. And, of course, they have that one bogus loss on their schedule, which shouldn't have been a loss, but the officials blew the call.
They sure did. Yep.
Loss. Big win over West Virginia. We actually have Oklahoma, West Virginia in a few weeks in Morgantown.
Nice. Okay.
And, we just keep lining up big games. I don't know how that happened. But
you have the best job on the planet, Bill. I'm telling you.
I think, you know, and then, you know, Baylor struggled against Texas. I think the consensus right now is Oklahoma, and we've done Oklahoma this year, and I think that team, well coached by Bob Stoops, solid offense. Uh-huh. Mayfield's a great quarterback. I think they're the team right now. I think Oklahoma, you know, unfortunately, the loss to Houston was not, you know, that looks even worse now with the way Houston's playing. And then the you know, Ohio State beat them pretty good, and the Buckeyes lost a game this year. So, of the teams in the Big 12, I think Oklahoma right now is playing the best football. You know, if they can win a conference, you know, if they can win the title, I don't know. I think they're out. To be honest with you, I just don't think there's a way a Big 12 team makes it unless some really bizarre things happen to get into the Final Four.
Okay, and speaking of out, you think Charlie Strong, you think he'll be back in 2017? Will he remain?
Jeez, you know, it's, you know, what are the boosters thinking this week? I don't know. I would give the guy, I hate the knee-jerk reaction to, you know, a guy gets a job for a couple years. You know, give him a chance. Give him a chance to recruit, to get the people in place that he wants, to the system that he wants, and they need time. But we're such a knee-jerk reaction, especially on social media when things go wrong, that people who do the hiring hear all this stuff. So I really don't know.
I hate to jump in here, but I thought the season would be so different for the Longhorns after that impressive overtime win against Notre Dame to kick off the season.
Yeah, well, now let's look at Notre Dame. How impressive was it?
Right.
They aren't very good either, which is, I'm glad the committee, at least at this point, puts their own rankings together. I think the big change among AP was how high they had Penn State ranked based on the win over Ohio State. I think there was a big difference between what the AP voters think and what the committee thinks. I like this. Originally, Alyssa, the committee was only going to come out with one poll, and that was at the end of the year.
Okay. And
ESPN decided, we need to make a show. We need more than that out of you guys. So that's why they come out. They decided to come out, maybe halfway through the season and start telling us what they think. And as we've learned from those guys, conference championships mean a lot. Strength of schedule means a lot. So, but again, back to Texas, the win over Notre Dame got people excited, but now what you see with Notre Dame's put up since then, maybe it wasn't that big a deal.
Bill Rosinski has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check him out. The big call this weekend, Alabama, LSU, safe travels. And we look forward to another conversation. Thank you so much, Bill.
Sure, Alyssa, anytime.
You bet. That, of course, was Bill Rosinski from ESPN Radio. A very special thank you to all of our guests and our lineup. Be sure and join us every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And perhaps you're just tuning in and you missed one of our interviews. You can go to podcastarena.com, and listen in. And also join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. The fastest 2 hours in radio, the Big E Sports Show.